Now let's take a look at the Irish classical economist, Mountafort Longfield. Longfield was born in 1802. He was first a lawyer and then an economist, and he was, appropriately, the very first professor of political economy at Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland. Here's a picture of Trinity today. In addition to his work, Longfield is important simply as one step toward the very notion of the professional economist. In any case, his main work was called Lectures on Political Economy. It was published in 1834, and it's notable for having what are really very clear statements of the ideas of supply and demand, and also marginalism, when it comes to economics. Longfield is by no means the first person to have these ideas, and it also can be said that the Ricardians really understood a considerable amount about supply and demand. What's notable about Longfield is that he presents these ideas without too many other incorrect notions or unclear notions being mixed in, and in this regard, Longfield reads as much more modern than the Ricardians and many of the other classical economists on these issues. Let's consider a few sample passages from Longfield. Here's one, and I quote, "Thus there is a certain sum to which the market price of any article has a constant tendency to adjust itself, namely that price which will exactly adjust the supply to the effect of demand." Of course, that's pretty good. Here's another one, and it shows greater clarity than most of the Ricardians had about the relationship between cost of production and supply and demand. And to quote Longfield, quote, "The cost of production of any commodity has no direct immediate effect upon its price or value. It only affects it through the medium of its influence upon the supply." That's really quite Marshallian, well ahead of its time. Most economists didn't quite understand it that clearly until much later in the 19th century. When it came to distribution, Longfield understood the importance of what we now call marginal product. Here's another short passage, quote, "The wages of labor, like that exchangeable value of everything else, must depend upon the relation between the supply and the demand. But on what does the demand depend? The demand is caused by the utility or the value of the work which they are capable of performing." I would say, by the way, that Longfield is perhaps a bit dry as a writer. It's not thrilling to read him, but he's very clear, he's to the point, and it's quite easy to see how modern his perspective was by the standards of 1834. Note that in his time, Longfield was not extremely influential, and he was rediscovered as a thinker of import only much later in the 20th century. For further reading, there are the lectures on political economy, and there are several free online versions of those. Lawrence Moss, in particular, has been an important Longfield scholar and has a book on Longfield as well as articles. And finally, you might want to look at Seligman's piece on some neglected British economists. That's part of what helped rediscover Longfield in the 20th century.